If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And remember this, your testimony does not just strengthen you. It speaks life into someone else who's waiting to know that healing is possible. Someone is watching your journey, and your courage can be the confidence they've been praying for. Hi, family. Welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm so grateful you're here. If you're new, you're stepping into a community built on faith, healing, and transformation. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about living boldly, trusting God's timing, and even rebuilding financial confidence. And today, we're shifting into something that often gets overlooked in the healing journey, celebrating the wins. So many of us focus on how far we still have to go that we forget to honor how far we've already come. But I want to remind you today, progress deserves praise. You don't have to wait until you're completely healed or arrived to rejoice. Every small step forward is worth celebrating. So what is the importance of celebrating wins, and why does celebration matter? Acknowledging progress reinforces positive change and it builds confidence. It shifts the focus from what's lacking to what's being achieved. And even small wins are stepping stones towards breakthrough. You see, I remember a time in my journey where I was so focused on the mountain ahead of me that I didn't see the ground I had already covered. But when I paused, I realized that every boundary set, every prayer whispered, and every tear dried was proof of strength. Those moments were wins, and when I chose to celebrate them, it didn't make the journey shorter, but it did make it lighter. Let's take a look at two biblical insights. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Psalms 126:3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. God doesn't just want us to endure. He wants us to rejoice. Celebration is not just an option. It's part of the healing process. So let's talk about some intentional ways to do that, how to acknowledge and celebrate your progress. One, reflect on your journey. Start keeping a victory journal. This doesn't have to be fancy. It can be a simple notebook or even notes on your phone. Write down daily or weekly wins, no matter how small they may seem. It may be getting out of bed on a hard day. Maybe it's saying no when you usually would say yes. Or maybe you found the courage to forgive yourself for something that's been weighing heavy on your heart. And here's a question that can help you reflect. Ask yourself, what did I do today that I couldn't do last year? That one question shines light on growth that you may be overlooking. 2. Set achievable milestones. Your journey is not a sprint. It's a series of steps, and each step counts, no matter how small. Break your healing journey into manageable goals, and when you reach them, pause and celebrate. It could be attending therapy consistently for a month, setting a healthy boundary, or simply allowing yourself to rest without guilt. Remember, progress isn't always dramatic. Sometimes it's in the quiet steps forward that nobody else sees. 3. Share your wins. There's something powerful about sharing your progress, whether it's with a trusted friend, a support group, or even on social media. Sharing what God is doing in your life can encourage someone else who's walking a similar path. When we celebrate together, we build a community of strength and encouragement. And remember this, your testimony does not just strengthen you. It speaks life into someone else who's waiting to know that healing is possible. Someone is watching your journey, and your courage can be the confidence they've been praying for. 4. Reward yourself. Healing takes courage, and you deserve to honor that effort. Rewards don't have to be big or expensive. Sometimes it's as simple as treating yourself to your favorite coffee, taking a peaceful walk in the sun, buying a new journal, or setting aside quiet time with God to just breathe and be still. Here's the key. Joy is not selfish. Joy is fuel. The more you celebrate what God has brought you through, the stronger you'll become for the next part of your journey. Well, overcomers, we are at the end. This week, I want you to pause and celebrate one win. Write it down. Tell someone. Thank God for it. Because every time you celebrate, you're declaring, I am not where I used to be, and I'm moving forward. So don't minimize your progress. Healing takes courage, and you're showing up every day, even if it feels like you're crawling. Forward is forward, and forward is worth celebrating. Next week, we're taking it even further as we dive into preparing for a brighter future, building on what you've overcome. You don't want to miss it. Now, if this episode encouraged you today, please share it with someone who might need it. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It helps more overcomers find this podcast and join our healing community. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at If Only One Overcomes for more encouragement and prayers. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God bless.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.